Today's shir is Masechta Erevin Daf Samech Vav, and we will begin on Daf Samech Hei Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. Rav Chinner bar Yosef, Rav Chi bar Abba, Rav Asi, Ikel hu Pundak. They came to a certain hotel for Shabbos, where there was a Nochri who lived in that residence. And now the question was, as we've learned many times in this parak, the halach is that if there's a Nochri living in a certain area, in order to be able to carry, for the Ruvi Chatzeris to be valid, besides having an Ruvi Chatzeris, we also have to have a Tzchiris. We have to rent the property from the Nochri. This Nochri was not here at the beginning of the Shabbos. So there's a Machloek. Rashi gives two versions how to learn this Gemara. One version has that they did not make an Erev for the Shabbos, and now the Nochri came, and the Gemara will explain what the question is. The other Pshat, which is the Pshat that Tosfos prefers, that Rashi suggests, is of course they had made an Erev for Shabbos, and they were relying on the Erev. But now when the Nochri arrived, because the Nochri arrived, it disqualified the Erev, because an Erev Chatzeris could be made, but it's only valid as long as the Nochri isn't creating an issue. Here that the Nochri arrived, so an issue was created, and the Erev therefore becomes invalidated. So what they wanted to do was rent the Nochri's property, and then that still won't help us, because we still don't have any more valid Erev. To correct that issue, what they would do is now do Bittul Rishus. As we've discussed many times in our sugyas, Bittul Rishus, if somebody doesn't participate in the Erev, the way to validate the Erev is by the person who didn't participate in the Erev, he should mevatel his Rishus, he should give up his rights of ownership in this Rishus. And that's what they suggested that this they should do. Of course, as we've discussed many times, Bittul Rishus doesn't allow the person who is Mevatel Rishus to carry from his home to the Chatzar, but at least it does help for the others. So again, says the Gemara, Dasa Nochri Mar the Pundaka B'Shapsa, the Nochri arrived in Shabbos, Amru, and now the question was, the first step that they would need to do would be renting the Nochri's property. And the question was, may that be done on Shabbos as not? So Tosfos discusses the question, how could it be mutter to rent the property from the Akum on Shabbos? We know we're not allowed to do business. Mekach u'memkar is also in Shabbos. So Tosfos says, since the purpose of doing this was only for the goal of being able to carry, that isn't considered a full-fledged maaseh shechiras. That isn't considered a act of business, which is usur on Shabbos. So now, Tosfos leniency. The Tosfos says that since it's only to allow carrying, it's not a real-fledged renting is a very big discussion here in the Paiskim, when and where can we use this heter. And Tosfos goes on to say that really this is not a renting at all, because really it's just a giving a matana, and since it's just like the Akum allowing us to have his rishus, that is a massive amount, and that isn't considered massive amount business. And the Mordechai and many other Rishonim this continue saying that it's not just that it's mutter under all circumstances. The reason it's mutter in these cases is because it's Lutzaruch Shabbos. But it seems that according to many Rishonim, it would be permissible to give a gift on Shabbos if it's Lutzaruch Shabbos. The Magen Avraham, however, holds that it's also to give a gift on Shabbos. And the only reason we could be lenient here is A, because it's a Tzarech Shabbos, and also it's not really a full-fledged Matana. As we keep on discussing in our Shiurim, the area of an Akum, the dearest Akum, really doesn't create a halachic problem. The whole reason why we have to do Schiris Rishus from Akum is only because we didn't want to have a situation that Jews should live with the Nochrim. So since it's a much lower type, it's not really a full-fledged gift, it's only because of this halachic concern, that's why it's more lenient. So Chayk Yaakov, based on Taisvus, the Taisvus says that since it's Letzoyrich, we could be lenient. So he says, whatever something is done Letzoyrich, it's not considered Mekach u'Memka b'Shabbos. The Shaila that the Chayk Yaakov is discussing is a very serious one. He discusses where somebody forgot to do the Mechiras Chometz before Pesach, and Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. So of course, under normal circumstances, the Mechiras Chometz may not be done on Shabbos, as we know, as we've been discussing, Mekach u'Memka is also b'Shabbos. But here the purpose of the Mekach u'Memka is only to avoid the Issa Chometz. So the Chayk Yaakov says, based on our Tosfos, that since it's Letzoyrich, we could be more lenient. The Beis Meir and the Shulchan Aruch Rav disagree. And the Beis Meir explains that, again, the only reason we're lenient in our Gemara is because we have a situation of a Diras Akum. And since it's a situation of a Diras Akum, which really shouldn't create an issue as we have been explaining, and therefore, because it's only Gzeirat Rabbanon, that's why we could be more lenient. But certainly under normal circumstances, we have no right to be lenient. The Shulchan Aruch Rav gives a different explanation why over here it's different. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that the renting, and we've made this point previously, this that we rent the Rishus from the Akum doesn't mean that's now my full-fledged Rishus and that I could go in there and do whatever I want on Shabbos. All that it accomplishes, explains the Shulchan Aruch, Rav, is that we now can make an Eruv HaTzeiros. So when is it mutter? When it really doesn't accomplish a full-fledged business transaction. However, in circumstances where we're to accomplish a full-fledged business transaction, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's also on Shabbos. The Ksav Sofer, the Shalash Yeshuvas Ksav Sofer, Erechaim Simen Nun Tes, discusses a situation. We know the halacha is that if an animal has a firstborn on Shabbos, has a firstborn boy, so the din of Bechor Behema applies to it. But one of the ways that we avoid this problem, which is certainly an issue b'zman hazeh because we can't bring a carbon, and until it becomes a balmum, we have a real issue with it, is by taking an akum as a shutuf in the animal. Of course, we have to take an akum as a partner in the ownership of this animal only prior to the animal, the bechor being born. Once the bechor is born, it's too little, too late. So the Shulchan Aruch, so the Ksav Sofer discusses a situation where somebody didn't do that transaction, and now the animal is about to have a baby, and there's a real concern that we're going to be stuck with a Bechor issue. And now the question is there any way to be lenient? So the Ksav Sofer says, based on our Tosfos, so certainly the Ksav Sofer says that that's not the same. Here we have a situation in front of us that there's a chotzer, and as Tosfos, and we've been quoting the other Rishonim and Achroinim say, it's a very unique situation, or the case of the chometz according to the Chayk Yaakov. However, in the situation where you're doing a full-fledged business transaction, which you could have easily done before Shabbos, the halach is that it's also. The Chasam Sofer, however, I saw a tshuva, the Chasam Sofer, does take somewhat of a more lenient approach to this question. Apparently, in the time of the Chasam Sofer, there was a minig that they used to give gifts to the Rav after he gave a drasha to show that the Kavrat Torah, to show the appreciation for his giving a drasha. And even though, as we're learning now, we quoted a Magen Avraham that says that you're not allowed to do business and give a gift on Shabbos. So he says, maybe over here, where it's for Kavrat Torah, we could be more lenient. The Paiskim suggests that if one intends to give a gift on Shabbos, and there's real issue, as we've been learning, in doing so, what one should preferably do is be makna, make a kinyan for this item that I'm giving to the on Shabbos. Do it before Shabbos, and the actual giving over will be done on Shabbos. But the kinyan was done before Shabbos, and because the kinyan was done before Shabbos, it resolves a lot of these issues. So now the question was, can you rent a property from an Akum on Shabbos? So now the question is, and because as we're learning, there was an Erev made before Shabbos, but the Erev became disqualified when the Akum came. So the Rishonim ask a question, haven't we learned so many times that the halacha is that once the Erev is a valid Erev, it remains valid. Once it was valid, Bein Shmoshes, it remains valid for the duration of Shabbos, no matter what. So why over here do we have this concern? So Tosfos explains, the very maskil da'asa, that here, the Akum, they expected the Akum to come on Shabbos. So when we know up front that there may be a disqualification to this Erev, just saying the fact that it was good Bein HaShmoshes should make it good for the rest of Shabbos will not work. We've mentioned before also that L'chatchila, when there's an Akum and we have to do Schiras Rishus, what we should do first is the Schiras Rishus and then make the Erev. But if it was done in the opposite order, says the Bir HaLocha, that in Simen Shin Pei Beis Divrei Maskel Tzorach, that you did the Erev, and then you did the Schiras Rishus. If you did it before Shabbos, then it's fine. So now the question is, can we do Schiras Rishus on Shabbos or not? Do we say, that the person that does Schiras is similar to somebody who's making an Erev? And Mama Arev, that we've learned many times, that Erev must be made by Joim. Af Soicher, the Schiras must be done by Joim from before Shabbos. Oidilma, or perhaps the halacha compares a soicher to mevatel rishus dami, that a soicher is comparable to somebody's mevatel rishus. And as we mentioned at the beginning of our shir, if somebody neglected to join in the Erev, the halacha is he can mevatel rishus, and obviously that's done on Shabbos. Ma matel rishus can be done afil b'Shabbos, af soicher afil b'Shabbos. Says the Gemara of Chanina by Yosef Oymen Nisker, let's do the schiras on Shabbos. Ravasi Oma, you can't do it on Shabbos. It has to be done before Shabbos. Amar Rav Chibar Abba, Nismach al Divrei Zaken. Let's rely on Chanina by Yosef for Nisker, and we'll do Schiras on Shabbos. Also, afterwards, they went and asked Rabbi Yochanan, what is the halacha? May Schiras be done on Shabbos or not? Amalahem, to which he told them, Yofa Sisem Shescharten, that from here, the halacha is that Schiras may be done on Shabbos. However, points out the Ritva, this that our Gemara is being lenient, that it could be done on Shabbos, is only in a situation like our Gemara is discussing, where the Schiras cannot have been done before Shabbos. And since the Schiras cannot have been done before Shabbos, so that's why we're lenient and allowing it to be done on Shabbos. But certainly, says the Ritva, when the Schiras could have been done on Shabbos, before Shabbos, we have no right to do it on Shabbos. Toba Nador. So Nador wondered on this psak that Rabbi Yochanan gave. Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, is this indeed what Rabbi Yochanan held? Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Soicher Kemar of Dami, that the Soicher in Halacha is compared to somebody making an Erev. Ma'alav, Ma'ma Erev by Joim, as we've said, there's no question that the Erev could only be made before Shabbos, af soich miboy joim, that the schiris must be done before Shabbos. How could you suggest that you could do schiris on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, loy. Says the Gemara, that wasn't his point when he tried to compare schiris to making an Erev. He was not trying to create a chumrah, for as Rashi says, we always, when it comes to Hilchas Erev, go lahakel. And the kula that he was trying to teach us was as follows. Mama Arav afilu b'pachs m'shava pruta. When people are participating in Erev and each one is giving food, the value of the food that they give doesn't have to be a shava pruta. Af soich b'pachs m'shava pruta. Somebody who does schiris also could be, even though normally a business transaction has to be a shava pruta, here doesn't have to be shava pruta. And again, the Yavit says, from here we see what we began the shiur with, that the schiris of the property from an akum is not to be viewed as a regular mekach memker in all other areas of halacha. Furthermore, mama arav afilu schir v'lekitay, just like when you make an erev, the halacha is you can make an erev with somebody who is a worker who lives in the chatzar, instead of you af soicher afilu schir v'lekitay. As we discussed earlier, the halacha is that you could do the erev or you could do the schiris with a schir v'lekitay of the akum. You don't have to do this erev with the schir v'lekitay or with the akum himself. That's the way most rishonim learn the Gemara. Umam erev chamisha shruim b'chatzah aches ached ma'arev ades kulan. So this is a critical point, which was going to be a very big part of our coming shiur. If you have two chatzeres side by side that have an entrance between them, so besides that each chatzer wants to make an erev with the people that live in that chatzer, so that the people who live in that chatzer should be able to carry in the chatzer, there's also a situation where the two chatzeres that are next to each other, that are neighbors, want to be able to carry from one to the other. How is it done that if the chatzar, if one chatzar made an erev by the people participating and in it, now that chatzar wants to make an erev with its neighboring chatzar, just taking the erev of that chatzar to the next door is sufficient. Chamisha shurim b'chatzar achas achad me'erem dey kulam. One then will take the erev to the next door, and that will make that it should be sufficient that these two chatzeres could carry one from the other. Soicher nami, when we speak about soicher, chamisha shruim b'chatzar achad, five living in one chatzar with akum, echad soicher al yidei kulam. One does schiris for all of them. So the pasha pshat here is that one asks as a shliach for all of them. However, the Chazon Ish says it has nothing to do with schiris. The way the Chazon Ish explains the Gemara, it's not that he's acting as a shliach. Since they all made an Erev together, so they're all connected. So since they made an Erev and they're all connected, so now we're all one group. So when one makes schiris with the Akum, it automatically works for the whole group because this entire group has become one. Tied by Rebbe Lozer. So we learned at the beginning of the shir that if the Akum arrived in Shabbos, we could do Schiris Rishus from the Akum. But just because we did Schiris Rishus from the Akum, as we began our shir today, it will not be sufficient. And the reason it won't be sufficient, because even as Rashi learns in one pshat, and Tosfos learns, there was an Erev made in this Rishus, in this Chatzar. The Erev that was made in this Chatzar became disqualified. And once the Erev became disqualified, it can't become acceptable anymore. What will now have to be done is Schiris Rishos. So tied by Rebbe Lazar. I'm Rebbe Zeir, Matt tied Rebbe Lazar. So Rebbe Lazar was wondering. And then Rebbe Zeir asked, what was he wondering? I'm Rebbe Sheshes, Gavir Rabba, Rebbe Zeir, Lo Yodem, my tied Rebbe Lazar. A Talmud Chacham is supposed to be able to figure out the question that the other Talmud Chacham is going to ask. Kakashale, what was bothering him was the psak of Shmuel Rabbi, something that he heard from his Rebbe Shmuel. Dom Shmuel, Kom makom sh'oisrim, wherever there's a group of people living together and they can't carry out to the chatzar, ma'arvim, and they can make an eruv, in a situation where they didn't make the eruv, so Chazal gave us the option of mevatlin. And what Bittel accomplishes, that the person who mevatl rishus is as if he's not here. However, in a situation, ma'arvin ve'ein oisrim, where it's a situation that if they can make an eruv, but if they don't create, if they didn't make the eruv, they wouldn't aser da'itzah, oisrim ve'ein ma'arvin, or it's a situation, the Gemara's going to explain all these examples, where they create, that they may not carry, and an eruv is not an option, ein mevatlim. Bittel rishus only works under those circumstances. And the Gemara explains what Shmuel meant. Kom makom sh'oisrim ve'arvin, in a place where they may not carry, or ma'arvin, and the eruv is an option, mevatlim. What is the example? The example that we've spoken about previously and we'll speak about extensively in today's shiur. We have a situation of shtei chatzer zuluf nemezu, two chatzeres, one inside the other. And the way these two chatzeres work is that the inner chatzer has drisus haregel through the outer chatzayna, has the right of passage through the chatzer chitzaynus to get to the rishus harabim. So in this situation, that they can make the chatzer apnimi, can make an eruv with the chatzer chitzayna. If they don't make an eruv, then the chatzer chitzayna cannot carry in its chatzer, and they can't carry in their chatzer, even if they would have made an eruv for themselves. Because the fact that they have drisus haregel, the fact that the pnimi has drisus haregel in the chitzayna, makes that they can't carry there, even if they have their own Erev. So in that situation, so we have a situation of Oisrim, the Chatzah Pnimius Asers, the Chatzah Chitzoynis. The Chatzah Pnimius Ma'arvin can make an Erev with the Chatzah Chitzoyna. That's when Bittel is an option. So of course the question is, as we discussed in the previous year, and we're going to discuss extensively in Mitzvah Shem and Daf Ayin Hey, this machloks the Chachamim Rabbi Kiva, im regel hamuteres b'mekayma, if the Chatzah Pnimi made its own Erev, would it affect the Chatzah Chitayna? So how do we understand the Gemara according to the Chachamim that if the inner Chatzah made an Erev, it doesn't asa the other Chatzah? So all the Rishonim explain when the Chachamim hold that opinion. That's only if the inner chatzer made its own eruv. But if the inner chatzer is a seris b'mekayma, if it didn't make its own eruv, everybody will agree that it will adversely affect the chitzayna. That's why it's oisrim. It adversely affects the chitzayna. Ma'arvin is an option, and that's why bittel is an option. In a situation where ma'arvin is an option, they ain't oisrim, but they don't prohibit each other, ein mevatlim. That's when bittel is not an option. What is that example? Kigon shtei chatzeres v'pesach b'neim. The example that we spoke about a moment ago, where we have two chatzeres neighboring each other, there's a door between those two chatzeres. So each chatzer makes its own eruv. If it doesn't make its own eruv, the people in that chatzer won't be able to carry from their homes into the chatzer. But if the two chatzeres want to be able to carry from one to the other, they can make an eruv. But if they don't make an Erev, they don't adversely affect each other, because each chaser has its own exit to the Rishus Rabbim. Says the Gemara, Bittel is not an option under those circumstances, says Shmuel. The next case that Shmuel meant was Oisrim ve'em v'arvim lesuyimei, that when the chatzeris ask each other, an Erev is not an option, then Bittel is also not doable. What is not, isn't that talking about? A Nochri. Because let's think about a Nochri. A Nochri Oisers, the whole concept, the whole subject of our Perek is that the Nochri who's living there creates a problem for our Chotzer. Ein ma'arvin, a nochri cannot participate in Erev, and the Gemara is saying, and Shmuel is saying, Ein ma'vatlin, says the Gemara, and the Gemara makes its point. Vid asi ma'esmoil, but if the nochri came ready from before Shabbos, loy gemesmoil, so we could rent from yesterday the property from the nochri. So why is that considered a situation of oyser and ve'ein ma'arvin? Elalav, we must say that Shmuel is referring to a situation dasa b'shapsa, that the Akum came on Shabbos. And now that he came on Shabbos, and as we said earlier, a situation where we expected him to come on Shabbos, so he's oisrim, his presence here creates a problem. The aim arvin, we can't make an Erev, and it says here, the aim of Atlin. And we said earlier that if the Nachri comes out on Shabbos, first rent from him, and then make bittel, shmamino. So here we see that indeed, that if we couldn't have made an Erev yesterday, because the problem with the Akum, and the Akum wasn't here to rent from him, then on Shabbos, bittel rishus will not be a possibility. Amar Rabbi Yosef, after hearing this dialogue, comments Rabbi Yosef, l'shmila hashmatza. I never heard this halacha, that when you have two chetzeris, one lefnim izu, that the pnimis can be vatal to the chitzoina, that it's an option. Amalei Abaya, as we have very often in Shas, Reb Yossi forgot his learning, and Abaya would try to remind him. So he says, At Amritlan, you yourself said this halacha, that when you have two chetzeris, a pnimi and a chitzoina, that the pnimi can be vatal to the chitzoina, it's drisus haregel. And by being vatal, it's drisus haregel. If the chitzoina made its own erev, they will now be able to rely on that erev. And he says, "Ha amrit alon." And I'll tell you where you taught it to us. Dam Shmuel, ein bittel rishus mechatzer lechatzer. There's no bittel rishus from one chatzer to another chatzer. Ve'ein bittel rishus bechorva. If you have two homes, and then you have a chorba between those two homes, that the halacha is, if the two neighboring homes want to be able to use the churva, which is between their two homes, they obviously need to make a Erev Chatzeris. The halacha is that if they didn't make Erev Chatzeris, Bittul Rishus would not be an option. V'amrit alon, and you explained, when Shmuel said that bittul rishus is not an option, when you have shtei chatzeres or pesa echa b'neim, and there's a door in between. So since each chatzer could carry in each other, the two chatzeres don't adversely affect each other, that's when bittul rishus is not an option. Aval zulef nemezu, as we have been explaining, when you have two chatzeres, one is the chatzer pnimi, and one is the chatzer chitzoyne, and the pnimi prevents the chitzoyne, because since from being able to do anything, even if they make their own erev, because as we keep on repeating, the pnimi has drisus haregel, the pnimi has right of passage through the chitzoyne, mitoich she'osim zelze, because the pnimi adversely affects the chitzoyne, that's when bittel is an option. So you see that there's a difference. If oisrim, then bittel is an option. Loy oisrim, it's not an option. Amalei, to which Rabbi Yosef said to Abaya, Ana amina mishmei de Shmuel hachi, is that what I said over in the name of Shmuel? V'am Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef says, I heard from Shmuel that ein lanu be'erevin, when we speak about Hilchas Erevin, we always have to follow Ela Kalashna Mishmaseinu. And we have to follow what it says in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah that we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, on the Samech Tes Omid Beis teaches us, Anche Chotzer Sheshachech Echemen V'loi Erev, if you have people in a Chotzer that one of them forgot to join in the Erev, Beis Oser L'Hachnes L'Hoitzi Loi Lehem, Noisem Rishosu, Hu Mutter Ve'en Esurim. Do we see that Bittul Rishos works? Anche Chotzer, it speaks about one Chotzer, V'loi Anche Chatzeris. So we see that there's never bittul rishus from one chatzer to another chatzer. But you're suggesting, says Rabbi Yosef to Abaya, that it matters. If the two chatzeris do not adversely affect each other, then you're agreeing that you can't do bitlushus from one chatzer to another chatzer. But when they do adversely affect each other, the pnimi and the chitzayna, you're suggesting that bitlushus works. But from that price, it seems that the only time bitl rishus is effective is if it's anche chotzer, when we have only one chotzer. But whenever we have two chatzeris, no matter how these two chatzeris are constructed, bitl rishus is never an option. Amalei kiamet lam shmei Shmuel. When Shmuel said this rule, that ain't lona be'erven el kolosh mishnah seinu. When we learn masech the erven, we have to follow the exact wording of the mishnah. Aha amitlan. It was regarding a different halacha altogether. We're going to learn another mishnah. Hamovil chatzeris kechatz labatim. That the halacha is that you can't carry from the houses to the chatzer. The same halacha is you can't carry, as we've been learning, from the chatzeris to the movi to the alleyway. And that you told us in the name of Shmuel that, as we began our Masechta, that you could carry in the Mavi, if you make a Lechi or Kara, only in a situation if there are Chatzeris and Botim open up to it. There has to be at least two Chatzeris, and each Chatzer having two houses. And just like by a Chatzer, you can't make a Ruvi Chatzeris unless you have two houses. Here too, by Mavi, you can't make a shtufim mevos, unless you have two chatzeris with two batim opening up to each chatzer. That's what Shmuel meant when he says we follow the exact wording of the Mishnah. Nothing to do with the Mishnah that speaks about bitl rishus. So the Gemara delves into this halacha that Shmuel has been teaching us. Gufa mishmuel, ein bitl rishus mechatzer lechatzer. Bitl rishus is not an option from chatzer lechatzer. And so too, bitl rishus is not an option by a churva that stands between two houses. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he holds yesh bitl rishus michatzer lechatzer. Bitl rishus is an option from one chatzer to another chatzer. Yesh bitl rishus bechurva, and bitl rishus is option by churva is also. And now the Gemara tries to explain why do we have to speak about this halacha, this machloikus of Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, both by two homes and by two chatzeris. And by a churva, says the Gemara Tzricha. We had to say this in both situations. If we would have only said this halacha by two chatzeris, but how come Shmuel? That's where Shmuel says the bitl rishus is not an option. Each one of them could be easily used individually, and therefore, since each one of these chatzeris are individual, they have no reason to be mevatel rishus, and there's no reason and there's no heter to make bitl rishus from one to another because they can each survive independently. When you have this churv between the two homes, that we both chatzeris equally use this churva, maybe Shmuel will agree that in those circumstances bitl rishus is an option. If on the other hand, if we only would have had the machlokes by churva, so there we'd say, but how come Rabbi Yochanan? Since, as we just learned, a churva is something that they both use together. That's why we're going to be, Rabbi Yochanan will allow for bitl rishus. The avol b'hach, in the case where there's two chatzeris, that, as I keep on repeating, are totally independent. Maybe over there, even Rabbi Yochanan, Moideleil Shmuel, will agree with Shmuel that bitl rishus is not an option. That's why we had to have the machloikis that in both cases Shmuel says bitl rishus is not an option, and in both cases Rabbi Yochanan holds that bitl rishus is an option. Says the Gemara. But in order to delve further into this Gemara, we need to review again the halacha, what we discussed a few moments ago, about shtei chatzer zu ufnum zu. Each chatzer has a number of homes opening up to each chatzer. And if each chatzer didn't make an Erev, of course they cannot carry in that chatzer. Now, by making an Erev, each chatzer will be able to carry. Now, when you have the Pnimis and the Chitzoyna, what the pnimius, because they need to be able to get out to Rosh Hashanah. The way they get out to Rosh Hashanah is they have drisus haregel. They have the rite of passage through Chotz Chitzonim. That makes them really not just members of their own chotzer, of the chotzer pnimi, but the halacha obviously now views them as members of the chotzer chitzoina. And therefore, even if the chotzer chitzoina were to make its own erev, it would not be enough to allow them to be able to carry within their chotzer just based on their erev. So what they need to do is they need to make also an erev with the people of the chotzer pnimi. And therefore, as we learned, just to go off the subject for a moment, the machloikis that the Gemara discusses on Daf Ayin Hey, if the people in the inner chotzer made their own erev, so they're muteris b'mekoyma, so then they don't, according to the Chachamim, adversely affect the outer chotzer. According to Rekiva, makes no difference if they made their own erev or not. But everybody will agree that if the people in the inner chotzer made their own erev, so then the halacha is that if the people in the inner chotzer did not make an erev, then it would adverse, and so it's a regal ha'yiseres b'mekayma. They can't carry in their own chotzer. Everybody will agree that it adversely affects the chotzer chitzayna. But here, they now have an issue where the inner chotzer did or didn't make an Erev, the outer chotzer did or didn't make an Erev. They may be made Erev with each other, but as we spoke about earlier in our shir, that when you have two chatzeris making an Erev with each other, they don't really need to make a whole new Erev. The Erev of one of the chatzeris that was already made should just be put into the other chotzer. And our Gemara is going to speak about the various scenarios that I just discussed. Will there ever be a case where Bittul Rishus is an option? Is there a situation where Bittul Rishus is not an option? Amar Abaya. So says Abaya, Hodam Shmuel, this that Shmuel has been teaching us, that ain't Bittul Rishus mechotzer lechotzer. The Bittul Rishus is not an option for one chotzer to chotzer. Elo Loya Morin is speaking about a situation when you have two chatzeres next to each other with a door in between. Why? Because that's where Bittul Rishus is not an option. For as Shmuel tells us, since each chatzer is independent and they don't really affect each other, and the erev that each chatzer makes for itself is perfectly fine, so even though they may make an erev, as just explained, between the two chatzeres, they don't need to. And if they don't need to, the Bittul Rishus is not an option. But, says the Gemara, says Abaya, Al b'shtei chatzeres zu lefnim zu, when it's a situation where the two chatzeres, it's a chotzer pnimi and a chotzer pnimi. Now, as we explained, the chotzer pnimi adversely affects the outer chotzer. B'toich sh'oisrim, because it adversely affects, that means everybody will agree that if the chotzer pnimi didn't make its own erev, it will adversely affect the outer chotzer. Even if the outer chotzer made an erev, that's why bittul is an option. Says Rava, afilu shtei chatzer zu lefnim zu, even in a situation such as this, pam vatlam, sometimes even though they adversely affect each other, so they are connected, bittul will be an option. Upamim eim vatlam, and sometimes bittul would not be an option. So what the Gemara does, it speaks about the various situations and then explains each one. So we'll read the situations and then we'll delve together with the Gemara into each situation. Ketzad, nosne ruvim b'chotzer, the pnimi and the chotzer made an erev together, but shochek echad, and one of the members, beimin apnimis, and they put it, as we said, now each one made their own Erev, and the way to connect them is by putting the Erev of one of them into the other Chotzer. The way it was done was the Erev of the Pnimi was put into the Chitzoyna. V'shachar Echad, and one of the members, Beimen HaPnimis, Beimen HaChitzoyna, V'loi Erev, Shtei Masuris, Bittul will not be an option. Nosnei Ruvim V'Pnimis, Again, each chatzah made its own Erev. And then the people of the outer chatzah put the Erev into the Pnimi. V'shachar Echem and Pnimis v'lo Erev. And if one of the members of the Pnimi had not participated, Shtei Masuris, Bittel will not be an option. However, Shachar Echem and Achitzoyne v'lo Erev, if one of the people from the outer chatzah did not participate, Pnimis Mataris, the inner Erev of the Erev of the chatzah Pnimi will still be effective, V'chitzoyne Asura. So the Braisa, the Gemara just identified three situations, and the Gemara is going to explain each one of those three situations. First case, you have again the Pnimi and the Chitzoyna, and the people of the Pnimi put their Erev b'chitzoyna, not Neiruv b'chitzoyna. But now we are dealing with a situation with Shochet Echad Beimen HaPnimis Beimen Chitzoynas, one of the members, whether of the Chatzah Pnimi, or one of the Chatzah Chitzoyna, did not participate in the Erev, Shtei Mesuris, Bittel is not an option. Because one of the people, and the Gemara breaks it down. One of the Pnimis did not participate. Leman Nevatel. So we want him to make a Bittel. To whom should he make Bittel? Levatel Lebnei Pnimis. Should he do Bittel to his neighbor in the Pnimis? But the people of the Pnimi put the Erev in the Chitzoyna. So the Erev isn't here. The only time Bittel can be done is if the Erev is actually here. And the Erev can't be brought here, because since the Erev is not an effective Erev, you can't carry anything from the Chatzayna to Pnimi. Leisev le'Erev gabayu. Erev is only if Bittel Erev, you want to make Bittel Erev to an Erev that has to exist. There's no Erev here. Levatel b'nei Chatzayna. Should he do Bittel to the people in the Chatzayna? That's also not an option, because Shmuel keeps on teaching us. You can't do bittul shus if you are in one chatzur to a different chatzur. So now we're saying that we should do bittul shus if one of the b'nei chitzoyna didn't participate. Could he do bittul shus? To whom do we want to do bittul shus? Levatel b'nei chitzoyna. Do we do bittul shus to his neighbors? And the Erev is here. So that problem isn't here, but there's a different problem. You still have the Pnimius that has Drisus Aregel. Ika Pnimius, the Asra Levei, that are here, and you can't do Bittul Rishus to somebody in a different Chatzur. Levatel B'nai Pnimius, as we just said, Eim Bittul Rishus, Mechatzul Chatzur. Next case. Nos Neruvim B'Pnimius. If they put the Erev in the inner Chatzur, V'shochen Echman HaPnimius V'lo Erev, and one of the B'nai Pnimius didn't participate in the Erev Shtei Mesuris. Because again, Hai Ba Pnimis L'Navatel, Levatel B'nai Pnimis, should we say he should do an Erev Bittel to the B'nai Pnimis? Ike Chitzoyna, the Sarlai, the connect, when he can't only be Mavatel to Pnimis, because his Erev now also connected the people of the Erev, of the Chatzah Pnimi and the Chatzah Chitzoyna. Levatel L'Bnai Chitzoyna, so let him do Bittel, not just for his neighbors in the Pnimi, but also for the people in the Chitzoyna. That's not an option, because ain't Bittel mechatzur l'chatzur. But, shachar echem in the Chitzoyna, but if they put the Erev in the Chatzur Pnimi, and one of the people of the Chitzoyna did not participate in the Erev, now the Pnimis will be mutter. Why? The Chodah Dasha Mishtamsha. The Pnimi will say to the Chitzoyna, the purpose of us connecting with you was that we should be able to carry in our chatzur and carry from our chatzur to your chatzur. If by doing this, we have just the opposite, that we can't carry, we're not interested. So the Pnimis will close the door and now have its own Erev and rely on its own Erev. The Chitzoyna and the Chitzoyna will remain Osir. The reason the Pnimis could do this, because it's saying to the Chitzoyna, we're not interested in your Erev, in your participation, harming us. However, they can't carry into the Chitzoyna. So if one of the Bnei Chitzoyna did not participate in the Erev, then the halacha is that that's what we'll do. If it's one of the Bnei Pnimius, however, who didn't participate in the Erev, even if the Erev is in the Pnimi, it can't be Mevatel, Because this Erev is not only affecting him, it's affecting the Chitzoyna, and we have a problem of Ein Bittul Shus Michatz L'Chotza. Amalei Rav Huna B'Rei Yeshua L'Rava. V'chishach Echem Na'Pnimis V'lo Erev. If one of the B'nai Pnimis we said didn't participate in the Erev, Amai Shteim Asuris, why is the Halacha that both are Asur? Levatel Haiba Pnimis L'B'nai Pnimis. Let this person be Mevatel Rishus to all his neighbors. V'teis Chitzoyna. And now the chotzich itzayim v'tishter b'edaya, they should be mutter, because even though he didn't do bittel to the chitzayna, and he can't do bittel to the chitzayna because of the rule of aim of atlan rishus rishus, the fact that he did bittel rishus to the pnimi makes that he's not here. Answers the Gemara. Rava answered, command Rebbe Lezer. This follows the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. D'amar, Rebbe Lezer says, ein tzarech v'atlan rishus lekalech v'echad. That when Bittul Rishus is required, that everybody who participated in the Erev, you have to do Bittul Rishus to them. So you don't have to do Bittul Rishus to everybody. So therefore, says Rava, indeed, the Pnimi who didn't participate will just do Bittul Rishus, and the Erev is in the Pnimi, will just do Bittul Rishus to his neighbors, and that will be fine for everybody besides him. But says the Gemara, says Rava, I'm saying my halacha, Ki amina, I'm saying my halacha according to Rabbanon. The opinion of Rabbanon is damit tzarich levatel kolech v'echad. You have to do bittul rishus to everybody who's using this erev. So he has to do bittul rishus both to the pnimi, to all the people in the pnimi, and all the people in the chitzayna. But he can't do bittul to the people in the chitzayna because aim levatel rishus rishus, and therefore the erev becomes ineffective.